the state track meet. Boy, you have got a thousand memories of this place, don't you?
Yes, definitely walking around here, seeing a lot of people that I competed with, and definitely a lot of memories flowing back being here.
And, of course, when Rich announces that they're in the high jump, you still got some records here, and that might not be broken for a while. You never know.
Yeah, so I had a lot of people come up to me and talking about, oh, they're saying your name, they're saying your name. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people thought that I had the meet record, which I don't. I was hoping to get that my senior year, but I didn't. But I do still have the all class. And I think when I broke it, it was almost a 40-year-old record. Mm-hmm. So I hope to see some girls go over 6 foot here soon, though. That would be really cool.
Of course, a long jumper, triple jumper, and high. You did it all in high school. Now you're just a high jump now. Is it kind of a little weird just being down to one event, or is it kind of, hey, whew, I don't have to prepare for all three now?
It is kind of nice just to focus on high jump, but there are times when I do miss the triple jump, long jump, and even basketball and volleyball, I do miss those very much. And I have been asking my coach to let me do long jump, but he's not the biggest fan of it right now, so maybe something I'll try again next year, but I don't know. Definitely good to just focus on one thing for now.
Hard to believe you're halfway through your college career. You're two years in. You feel like it's gone pretty well so far?
I think it's gone pretty well. It's definitely flown by. I was talking to somebody earlier today, and they asked what year was, and I was like, oh, I'm going to be a junior, which is just really crazy that it's like halfway done. And hopefully the NCAA rule can get passed, so maybe that fifth year will come into play. But it's definitely flown by, but I'm excited for the rest of the season and the upcoming years.
Do you feel like your indoor to outdoor season went pretty well for you?
Definitely, yeah, the indoor season went very well. I started out this outdoor season really well, but the postseason hasn't gone the way I had hoped, but with hopefully two meets left, for sure one, I'm definitely excited and looking forward to those.
This will be the second summer you're conducting a bunch of high school camps around the state. You're going to be coming to McCook, and obviously the first summer went really well. Let's do it again.
Yeah, I started doing these camps last summer. My biggest thing is I just want to be able to get back to the youth and hopefully help those girls eventually get over 6 foot. You never know. But started it last year, and it went really well, so I hope to do it every year again from now, and hopefully even get bigger every year. So
folks, back in the McCook area, Southwest Nebraska area, listening to this, what do they need to do to kind of get registration, stuff like that?
I have a form out on my Facebook, and it's on my Instagram too. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's just a Google form. People can sign up, and then the payment is through Venmo, or people can wait to pay at registration.
You love the camps? Are these different kind of communities than we had last year? Are you going back to some of the same spots?
Yep. So I got some of the same spots. So I got Scottsbluff, Freeman, Kearney, Julesburg, Colorado, and then I'll be going to Chatham State, McCook, and Gothenburg, which are all new. So I'm really looking forward to it and excited to work with all the young athletes.
What about your summer coming up? Do you take a little bit of a break? You still got to train, keep yourself in shape, stuff like that to get ready for next year then?
Yeah, so we have regionals coming up this week. We'll leave on Monday, and then I'll jump on Saturday. They take the top 12 to nationals, so hoping to do that. And then nationals isn't for another 2 weeks after that, so it'll be about an extra month of training still. And then I have my first camp scheduled just a couple days after we get back from nationals, so I'll roll right into that. And then after my camps are over, I'll hopefully sit down, chill a little bit. And
your season's not done yet. You want to regionals, you want to make the national meet, don't you?
Yes, that's definitely my goal. It was one of my goals this season. I had many, two of them, which I did not accomplish, but I still have two goals left to attempt, so hoping for that.
Big Ten was obviously pretty nice to have it in Lincoln last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really cool to have it at our home meet. A lot of people saw it as an advantage for us. However, we didn't really, me personally, I didn't go out and compete at my best. I was hoping to win, obviously, as every athlete is going out and competing. But ended up fourth, which is a step up from last year getting fifth. I jumped my season low. So going into regionals, I definitely have a chip on my shoulder and definitely going to work hard this next week to hopefully get to where I can be to place well at regionals.
As with any track athlete, whether it be on the track or the field, you're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days. Sometimes days just don't happen for you, do they?
Yeah, sometimes things go your way, sometimes they don't, but the biggest thing you can do is get up and do it again and never give up, just to keep training and trust the process. And for me, putting all my faith in the Lord and knowing that I'm here for a reason, He's given me the ability to do this, so to go out and do that and glorify Him in every way.
Obviously, you miss this state track meet. You had great years. You miss this coming back and not being out there competing, don't you?
Yeah, I've had a lot of people tell me to put on a jersey and go out there and jump. And as much as I wish I could, I definitely have some big things coming up that I need to stay prepared for. But definitely lots of memories back here. I really wish I could do it all over again and hopefully get that meet record again. But unfortunately, that's not how things work. So.